This is the Happy Days Guided Practice, Chapter 6, Tapping on Shame. When we tap, we begin with the most pressing issue. And in this case, I feel shame. That's our most pressing issue. And I want you to rate your most pressing issue from a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest. It's important to rate the MPI, the most pressing issue, because sometimes there's this thing called the apex effect, which is when you finish tapping, you actually feel so different that you forget where you originally were. So it's really valuable to give yourself the opportunity to just see where you are, 0 to 10, 10 being the highest. Document it on a piece of paper right now and see how you feel when we're done. Here we go. Let's start by tapping on the karate chop point. And you're going to repeat everything I say. I'll give you space as we go. Even though I feel this shame, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel this shame, repeat after me. I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Even though I feel this shame, I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Tap on the eyebrow point now. This is right where the hair meets the bone. I feel all this shame. Side of the eye. I don't even want to bring attention to it. Under the eye and continue to repeat after me. All this shame. Under the nose. All this shame is buried so deep. Chin. It feels young to me. Collarbone. All this shame is buried deep. Under the arm. It makes me want to shut down. Top of the head. I want to push it down. Eyebrow, it feels too scary to even approach. Side of the eye, all this shame is paralyzing. Under the eye, I've never even acknowledged it before. Under the nose, and I feel that all over my body. Chin, I truly feel that. Collarbone. This shame feels impermissible. Under the arm. And I know it's getting in the way of my happiness. Top of the head. It's definitely getting in the way of my happiness. Eyebrow. And I'm willing to find my way out of it. Side of the eye. I'm willing to change my relationship to my shame. Under the eye. And Gabby says that my willingness is enough to get going. Under the nose. I have this beautiful practice here that I can use. Chin. I can shift my energy right here in the moment. Collarbone. I can extend love and compassion towards myself right now. Under the arm, I am not my shame. Top of the head, and I have a lot of love for that young child within me who feels this shame. Eyebrow, and I'm curious about what my shame needs from me. Side of the eye, because I can be compassionate towards my shame. Under the eye. I can be curious about my shame. Under the nose. I can respect my shame. Chin. It has a purpose. It's kept me safe for this long. And now I choose another way. I just choose another way. In this moment, I can be compassionate towards my shame. I can breathe into the feeling and let it go. I can take a deep breath into the feeling of shame and let it go now. I can breathe in and breathe out. I can transform this feeling of shame. This tapping can help me reprocess this feeling of shame. I can choose peace in this moment. I can relax into peace in this moment. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Now, just check in with your body, check in with your feelings, check in with your shame. And from a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, where is your shame on the scale? It's likely that your shame has dropped significantly. And if for some reason it's gotten heightened, that's possible, that can happen. It just means that this is something you've been pushing down and it's time to look at it. When you do a tapping practice like this on a topic like shame, a lot can come up. And if that happens for you, I recommend that you go back to Chapter 5 in Happy Days and use any one of the grounding practices in the book to support you in relaxing your nervous system and settling your energy so that you can come back to this tapping when you feel more secure. Beautiful practice.